Chapter 39. In the end, the trolls had to drag Joshua away from the river and back to his camp by the rock bluff. Sancho was at his side, grave, solid, that silver blanket as ever around his neck, and he offered Joshua a shoulder to lean on as he hobbled back to the bluff, defeated. Even as night fell, with Joshua far beyond being able to move any more, he raged at Sancho for not saving Rod, and he shouted for help into his radio, to Lobsang, to Sally Lindsay, even to Sister Agnes, and he was ashamed of himself about that. But there was no one to hear. He slept at last. He woke up with a face crusted with tears. In the night, Sancho had carefully draped the survival blanket over him. At least he felt calmer. Or maybe it was just another stage of his exhaustion. And when he looked around in the morning light, he saw that the area around his campsite was laden with gifts, of roots, butchered meat, even lengths of tree branch, perhaps a wistful attempt to provide him with better crutches. Seeing Joshua was awake, with Sancho sitting beside him, the trolls came cautiously to see him. He was subject to playful backslaps and shoulder punches that more than once knocked him over, despite Sancho's admonitory growls. Evidently he was a hero for saving Matt, and, most embarrassing of all, Sally offered him sex. Well, he thought that was what she was doing when she faced away from him, bent over, and backed up like a small truck reversing. The offer, once refused, thankfully wasn't repeated, but he did get the sense that he had been accepted into the group more deeply than ever. But Rod was not here, and nobody seemed to be trying to find him. 2 days after he had lost Rod, he was sitting with Sancho on top of the rock bluff, on their customary old fart perch, as he thought of it. "I can't stay here, Sancho."
"Huh?"
said Sancho thoughtfully, pulling at his spacesuit silver blanket. "What I need to do is find Rod. And if I can't find him, I'll find a way home, maybe in that plane, get help, and then come back for him. After all, he came all this way for me."
"Ooh."
"And what about you, buddy? Sooner or later, I guess you'll find some other troll band and start all over again. Don't forget to tell them about the singing river ape. That was a new one on me." Sancho reached for the troll call.
"Danger."
"Yes. Big, big danger. A predator that's evolved to take out trolls. Curse you, natural selection. You're always one step ahead of the game." Sancho seemed to be thinking hard, coming to a decision. Then he said,
"Find."
"What?" Groaning slightly, Sancho lumbered to his feet, adjusted the blanket over his shoulder, and held a hand out to Joshua.
"Find."
"What? Find who? Rod? Will you help me find Rod?" Suddenly excited, suddenly energized, Joshua clumsily propped himself up on one crutch. "Find him how? Where? Do you know where the singer took him?" The troll wouldn't answer that. Instead, he gestured at the camp, Joshua's scattered heaps of stuff, augmented now by Rod's gear from the plane. "Yes, yes, I get it. I need to figure out what to bring." Joshua scrambled down from the bluff. Rod's white medical pack was still there. Joshua sat in the dirt, opened up the pack, and piled in whatever necessities he could see to hand. Knives, matches, his handgun, a length of rope. He kept the medical stuff, but it broke his heart to dump the last couple of beers unopened in the dirt. One last item. He grabbed Sancho's battered pink pom-pom and stuck it in the bag. All this at top speed, before the troll could change his mind. Then he zipped up, pulled out rucksack straps, and still sitting awkwardly, hauled the case onto his back. "Okay, buddy, I'm packed." And he tucked the troll call into a jacket pocket to forestall further conversation. Sancho grinned, a wide, toothy orangutan's grin. Then with one huge hand he grabbed the scruff of Joshua's neck, lifted him to a standing position, and shook him, as if straightening out the legs of a string puppet. Joshua gagged, half choked by his own shirt. His dangling leg ached, and he fought to keep hold of his crutches. Even the straps of his pack dug into his back.
Who?
And he fell into a hole between the worlds.